Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story that was first shared on the podcast in November of 2011 by Carrie Kenny Silver. Here's Carrie now with a story we call I, Me, Mime.
So when I was in college, I was an acting major at New York University and, you know, had that typical sort of actor thing of I'll only do theater, I'll never leave New York, and I'm much too good for television. You know, of course, not knowing that there was no money in theater and lots of money in selling products on television. I got a call from my girlfriend who worked at a commercial agency, and she said, I got an audition for you for a commercial. And I said, you know what? I'll do it. For you, I'll do it. You know, all high and mighty. Like I'm really doing her such a favor, coming in auditioning for her thing. And it was for a telephone company. They were going to do a new phone plan, this great phone plan that you could buy. I had never auditioned for a commercial before, and I didn't realize the commercials, when they're given to you on paper, have a title. The title of the actual spot was called Mime. So I get excited because I got a B in Mime at school, you know, pretty impressive. So I thought, oh, well, I've got this. I mean, no problem. I went into the room and the casting director said, okay, what we need you to do is we need you to listen to the voiceover that we're going to be reading and react to it. So I'm thinking, listen, react, but with mime, obviously. I mean, it says mime on the page. So she says, okay, action. Now, with all the gusto a theater student at New York University at age 19, I let loose every rope-pulling, fake ladder-climbing, caught-in-a-box, bird-catching, hearing sounds, pulling ropes, moonwalking. I was basically doing everything except wearing a unitard and a little white flower on my lapel. I mean, I was on the floor. I was climbing the walls. I was using the space, as we used to say in acting class. I was sore the next day. I used my instrument to its fullest degree. By the end of this incredible mime piece that I had done, I was out of breath. It was so dramatic, and what I thought was just, I am going to look up, and these people are going to be blown away. So I look up, out of breath, to the blankest stares you have ever seen in your life. And one person, I think, with just complete horror on his face. And I think, well, maybe I just shocked them with my incredible mime talents. And I said, thank you. And they said, you can go now. And I left. I later found out by watching the spot on TV, what they meant for me to do was to just sit very still and silently sort of nod my head in reaction to what the voiceover was saying, like, you can get this plan for just $9.99 a month. And then the actor on TV was just sort of like, nodding with interest, not caught in a box, not pulling any ropes, not climbing any ladders. My girlfriend who worked at the agency later told me that that tape of my audition went around that agency for the next 5 years just for people to laugh at, because it was so incredibly embarrassing and ridiculous. So some of my finer work, the experience definitely brought me down to earth, and now I would give anything to do a tampon commercial. But I wouldn't mime it, because I think that would be inappropriate.
That is all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.